Most things in life aren't guaranteed, but I'll tell you what's guaranteed. The Hip Hop Digest Show, landing in my Stitcher playlist, when I'm high as fuck, riding that B train into Manhattan. Yo, Hip Hop Digest, I love you guys. This is Peter Oasis, live and direct, for life, for life, for life, for life, for life, for life.
Edgar, could you bring me some tea?
Yeah! Yeah!
Wait a minute. Butlers are supposed to be fancy and well-mannered. This guy's screaming and waving his arms around.
You're an old man. You don't understand the young people.
You're right. I'll change from now on. Change from now on. Change from now on. Change from now on. Change from now on.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green, and this is a miracle tonight, yo.
Yes, sir.
Why is it a miracle, you ask? Because ain't none of us in the same room.
I think I heard somebody say that Rona earlier.
Yeah, Rona.
Yeah, that shit.
Niggas in their own cribs.
Yeah. That shit, real talk, yo, that shit, man. I don't know, B. That shit, John got me depressed, and not because of that house shit, yo. It's just that, you know, when I go to work, I'm going to the fucking ER, yo. I mean, I'm right in the belly with that shit, nigga.
Not only that, my nigga, you pushing that horse.
Oh, nah, nigga. I pushed that horse 5 hours in the last 3 weeks, my nigga.
Oh, okay. I've
been steering clear of that.
These folks, these bus drivers out here in L.A., they starting to be on the news saying shit. So.
Oh, well, I'm up in that motherfucker masked heavy, my nigga. So, you know, I guess everybody got to do what they got to do. So anyway, you know, during this pandemic, the Hip Hop Digest, you know, we got, you know, we're getting together to take your mind off of it for an hour or so, hopefully. And we can talk about this hip hop thing and shit, you know. So
it's still there.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So without further ado, we shall proceed. The first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Rakim invites Dr. Dre to make an album together. Talking about some 20 years since Rakim went out to the West Coast and was supposed to be involved in a whole aftermath situation with Dr. Dre. The only thing that we know came out of it was The Truth Hurts, Addictive, which on itself is a classic, of course. Rakim goes on to say that during the interview, really wasn't an interview, he was on that Crooked podcast, that him and Dre really, they didn't have any negativity, but they were in two different spaces. You know, that Dr. Dre had his way of making hit records, and Rakim, who was leaving a situation, a lot of beef with Eric B, a lot of negativity, was trying to be doing something else, and they kind of missed each other. That's what Rakim says during the podcast. My question to you gentlemen is, will it happen? I doubt it. But if it does happen, what can come out of it?
Well, my first question is, we hear from Rakim, but will Dre be a dickhead? Like who's that cat that said that one record was whack and we ain't heard from him since?
It was Bishop Lamont.
Yeah,
we and heard from he said
crack
that
a bottle.
Yes, and he said that the Eminem's Crack a Bottle was whack,
and he went to the wayside.
The FBI couldn't even find him.
So my thoughts are, yeah, I see where Rakim is, and Rakim is like, yeah, I want to do this now. We can, you know, what do you say? What do you call that shit? Water under the bridge. But will Dre fuck with it? Is my question.
Well, right now, to me, at this point in time, I don't see what Dre has to lose, because he's got so fucking much money at this point that fucking with Rakim is really not going to be any skin off his back, because it's not like he's fucking with Eminem or any of the big guys. Somebody that, if he puts out a flop, that would tarnish his reputation. Somebody like Rakim, who hadn't put anything out in a while, it wouldn't tarnish his reputation. It's just him trying to help out Rakim.
Rakim also goes on to say that You know, I think Rakim, at least during the tone of the interview, maybe regrets it a little bit, you know, even though he does point out that they were in two totally different spaces at the time he was out there. But he does wonder what could have been, and is reaching out for the, you know, let's see if we can make the magic happen. So I'm going to say your boy once again, Jay, is providing the leadership to all veteran guys that you can do this hip hop shit. You can do some of this hip hop shit. Dre don't have to worry about making trap beats here, you know, or getting over with some trying to appease some fucking 17-year-old young boys and shit. Fuck them niggas. Get in there and make some hip hop, nigga. Be elder statesman, you know. Now, again, I don't know if that will happen. I'm just saying, you know.
We'll see. I won't be mad at it.
Yeah, I definitely won't be mad at it. Shit, you know, nigga. You know, Rakim still got the chops.
Oh, of course. Of course. And Dre, to me, should jump at the chance, because this is where you don't have to dick ride. You know, these old head niggas, to me, the pressure they put themselves under trying to dick ride, you know, young boys is incredible. Fuck that.
Well, we will see. Dre didn't become a billionaire, or almost a billionaire, by making pure hip hop beats, my brother.
You know what? I'm going to disagree.
Rakim wants that right now.
Yeah, but
doesn't sound like he wants the those premier type beats right now.
I don't know about that, B. You think Dre made his money? Well, Dre made his money in business other than rap.
Right.
As far as business, but I don't know, Dre's catalog, that's more hip-hop than pop, as far as money goes.
Yeah, it is more hip-hop than pop, but I mean, his beats are not like dirty, grimy type beats.
Well, they never have been, really, though, right?
Right.
No,
they've
no.
Been that whole West Coast feel, appeal.
Well, it's not even G-Funk. I just think that Dre is a guy who is in tune and pays attention. So he knows how Rakim goes, and he knows how Rakim rhymes. He should be able to tailor the beats to fit that lyricist. I'm just saying.
Well, he didn't before. Well, which is why it didn't happen.
But he said at that time, Rakim goes on to say it was content. Dre was pushing the gangster angle, which he was in a groove at that time, you know. So Dre's pushing the gangster. Rakim is like, you know, I'm not really about that. And anything that may have been gangster, I'm trying to move away from. He said he was in a different space, you know. So
no doubt. No doubt. Hope to see it. Hope to hear it.
Indeed. So, all right. That's what's good. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is, again, it's the Dr. Dre topic. Congratulations are in order. Dr. Dre to be archived in the Library of Chronic, his album The
Library
Chronic.
Of Chronic.
Did I say that? Library
you
of Chronic.
You did say that, yo.
Oh my God!
You
high?
He must have been hitting some of that Chronic.
Oh my God! To be archived in the Library of Congress.
You almost did it again.
So, you know what it is? I'm gonna tell you what it is. See, I'm sitting in Kurt G's seat. And his mic, the way it's set up, and the mixing board, and got the page split in half. You know, I'm damn near dyslexic as it is anyway, and shit. Library of Chronic.
Yeah.
Yo, yo, that sounds like a fantastic weed store, son. Like a title to a weed store. Yo, I got this shit at the Library of Chronic.
All these strains out here. It could happen.
So anyway. But anyway, congratulations to Dre. The Chronic is in there. I'm gonna run through the list. It's a short list. Hip hop's still not represented heavily, but the ones that are in there, I believe, represent hip hop to the fullest. Igri may disagree on at least one of them.
I know what you're going to say already. Go ahead.
Anyway,
knock it out.
At 2002, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, The Message, as a single. That song by itself is still one of the greatest songs ever made. At number two, well, at least next on the list, was Public Enemy's Fear of a Black Planet, 2004. I think it should have been Nation of Millions, but hey, you know, I don't know who's advising these folks. Tupac's single Dear Mama at 2009 comes off the Me Against the World LP, my personal favorite out of Pac's, indeed, but Dear Mama. At 2010, De La Soul's 3 feet high and rising. Think about that. Them motherfucker pricks at Tommy Boy, yo. They wildin'.
Side note.
Yeah, definitely.
In 2011 comes in Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight, Stolen Lyrics, as far as that goes and shit.
Just one of them, though.
Just please. one of them. No,
you're
no doubt.
Shivving niggas today.
No, I'm not. I'm just giving the you know, the historical balance that you need on that. Everyone, you're celebrating, and we can celebrate Rapper's Delight, but come on, B. Hank, you know, rest in peace, Big Bang Hank. You know, he was stealing lyrics and shit, or at least stolen notebook out of Sugar Hill Records studios. Next one, this is for your boy E. Color. In 2014, Lauryn Hill, The Miseducation. E. Color says, no way.
No way, no Jose. Way. No play for Mr. Gray. Get that shit out of here. That's an R&B album in there. with hip-hop sensibilities, maybe.
Oh, you did give it the hip-hop sensibilities.
Yeah, because of a few records on there, but not that whole album. Get the fuck out of here.
We had a dry spell. They didn't get back in the game until 2019. Your boy Jay-Z, The Blueprint. G, how you feel about that? You're a G guy. I mean, you're a Jay-Z guy. How you feel about that? Should it be Reasonable Doubt?
The first album?
Reasonable Doubt?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, no doubt. And right now, again, 2020 is Dr. Dre, The Chronic. Congratulations. And damn, yo, I'm going to be a mad motherfucker if you be riding in L.A. somewhere and you see a store open up called the Library of Chronic. I'm going to be a mad motherfucker.
I'm going to go in and turn over tables.
Trademark that Library of Chronic, my nigga.
But yo, let me ask you this. You didn't say LL one time, did you? Or did you say LL?
I didn't say LL.
Yo, why can't LL get no love, yo?
Well, this is the Library of Congress. I don't understand why guys are putting or forgetting about LL, considering that me and Kurt G a couple of weeks ago were talking about an old interview that Willie D put up where he talked about he wrote Doing It Like a Geo for the Ghetto Boys. And does that dismiss Scarface from being considered a GOAT? And I was saying to myself, you know, I wish it wasn't Scarface or having to think about that as Scarface. Again, shit. Like Young Boys, I wanted to come up with a million excuses and shit. It'd have been easier if we'd have popped KRS-One for somebody ghostwriting, because there's a half a dozen to a dozen niggas from New York that you could put in that place. And LL Cool J is the off in forgotten guy that, oh, you could take a KRS. Well, we'll put LL in. It's just as credible. It's just as easy. So right. I don't know why LL gets forgotten about.
He don't get put in nothing. He got in that Fat Five Freddy joint, but that's about it.
Yeah, I don't.
LL, to me, LL was, he was the king of pop for a minute there, because he was making a lot of pop radio hits. But the nigga was still, he could still rhyme his ass off. And I think
that, he got a lot of records that could be in there, yo.
He do got a lot of damn records that could be in there. That is no lie. LL can still rhyme his ass off to this day.
Ain't no question about that, yo. So, I don't know. That's what's up. So,
maybe next year.
Yeah, well, I mean, but let's talk about it as far as the Library of Congress. What LL albums do you put in there? To me, there's really only two. You can go Radio, or you can go Mama Said Knock You Out. That's it.
I would absolutely go Radio, though. Absolutely. I mean, if anything, I mean, look how many hits were on that joint.
Oh, my God, man. It's damn near whole. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
Mama Said Knock You Out had joints on there,
maybe he broke
too.
Off somebody's some girl hits. Or something. I don't know, B, but he ain't getting no love in none of these institutions, as we gonna call it.
Indeed. All right, well, let's shit. Fuck it. Let's campaign for Radio for next year and shit.
Cheers.
Indeed. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, I'm gonna give a shout out to you, Swerve. You put a post up that literally had me laughing for 3 days straight.
Oh, shit. Which one was that?
I'm telling you, B, nigga, I was laughing my ass off. There was some guys on the text chain. They were posting something. I don't know what the topic was about, but this nigga said, I'm old. I speak of not what you know about. That shit was hilarious. Oh my God, nigga. Every time I looked at that shit, I was just laughing my ass off. So this is like one of those topics to me. You know what I'm saying? I know not what you speak of. Okay? Because a fracas broke out on the text chain. All right? D-Nice. Host a live quarantine dance party. Rihanna, Alicia Keys, the president's wife, Stephen Curry, all these celebrities is all, you know, around their computers or phones. You know, giving D-Nice a lot of love for doing the quarantine jump off, you know, during the coronavirus. He's getting a lot of love and shit. And the fracas broke out on the chain because you got Questlove, and he's streaming his joint, Ninth Wonder streaming joints, and everybody's streaming joints or whatever. And niggas, according to some people, was saying, how you player hating the other niggas, it like D-Nice the only motherfucker who can do this.
Yeah. Well, he started it. I ain't gonna say he started it, because I know personally, I've been doing stuff, and a whole lot of other people been doing stuff. But what he did, because he has a name, right? People like D-Nice. And he got in. And he was doing it a few days before that big Saturday thing.
Okay.
That was big. It was big, right?
Obviously, yes.
But it was a build-up, though. It was a few days before that big deal.
Okay.
So he was building the following and all of that. So I'm not mad at him for that. It's not about him at all. But it is about some of the posts I was seeing online all over the place. Twitter, Facebook, IG, hating, talking about, okay, now watch all these other broke down DJs try to stream. Like, why they gotta be broke down, yo?
So my question is, because I didn't watch, and I don't usually watch celebrity streams. I'm not like that. Fuck them celebrity niggas. But I don't give a fuck if it's Ninth Wonder or Questlove and them niggas. Look, I'm not even gonna tune in because... Now, I don't know about D-Nice. I haven't heard him spin. But I've heard Questlove spin live at the 930 Club before the Roots get on, off beat like a motherfucker. Okay? Now, he's probably improved since then. I don't know. You know? I heard nine motherfuckers are saying Ninth Wonder wasn't even mixing. He's just playing joints, you know, on top of that. So, it just goes... I want to talk about DJing here. I'm going to talk about the art of DJing. And for a while there, and this is something else that I'm blaming on pop rap, is that the fact that anybody can get behind the decks and call themselves a DJ. And to me, there's two types of DJs. There are the skilled DJs, and we all know who they are, okay? Famous or unfamous. It doesn't matter. We're talking about skilled DJs, you know? No doubt. Well, you know, but again, to me, and Kerr G will tell you, you know, if I'm listening to a lot of cats and I listen to a lot of, you know, WBLS Roots NYC Live for, you know, Louis Vega and them.
Yeah,
but they're skilled. They know what the fuck they're doing on the wheels and create miracles on the wheels each night that they play. Kevin Hedge, shout out to you too. Fuck these celebrity niggas. I mean, to me, this whole D-Nice shit, Oprah, Gayle, and Swizzy, and all those, and all these motherfuckers, man, fuck all that. That demean to me, one minute you're going to have on some regular hip-hop and shit, and then you got to play three Drakes in a row. Fuck that. I like to, first of all, and then second of all, I like to know what his playlist was, because I guarantee the playlist was garbage. Now,
I tuned in for like 20 minutes. On Saturday.
Okay.
Because I just wanted to see what the hype was. Right? And he blended the records in and out. He didn't just like slam the
Okay.
joints.
That's real.
Right. So there was some blending going on. He played a lot of our younger day music. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't even necessarily hip hop. Some of it was just like R&B joints that we liked, that you would be able to sing.
Okay.
You know them.
No,
so
okay.
So what it was told to me, I talked to a friend of mine from DC a couple days ago, and what they were saying was that he was like the corporate
corporate
party
event.
DJ.
Okay. So he did a corporate event. I got you.
Yes. Yes. That's what it felt like to me while I was on there.
So, and again, I'm not, first of all, let me say this. I'm only saying that a corporate event DJs, and if that's what D-Nice was doing, yeah, I'm not tuning in to listen to a corporate event guy either. You know what I'm saying? I'm tuning in to guys, like you said, when I hear DJ Scratch or I hear other, again, I've seen T-Bear where he was talking about a guy who live up the street did a fantastic house set. Yeah, right. I'm more apt to tune into a guy like that. It doesn't have to be known guys. It right. has to be skilled guys.
It's about the music.
Right. And so that's where I'm saying I want to get out of the way of celebrities. You know, people tuning in for Questlove because it's Questlove, not that he's skilled.
Well, they tuning in to Questlove because he jumped on D-Nice and was like, yo, I got the after party.
Oh, geez. Yeah,
and I'm he not, has a name.
Yeah, he does. Right, right, right. No doubt. So, but like you said, the people who love the phoniness about hip hop saying, oh, watch broke niggas. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, somebody literally, you know, could be like, oh, a nigga could, this broke nigga getting on the motherfucking joint. It could be Kid Capri. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because they don't know Kid Capri. They calling him a broke nigga.
Right.
And you know, and even D Nice, you know, he got to fall back to Kid Capri on the wheels.
Well, I'm split about it. I'm kind of split because I do appreciate the fact that it put DJs back in the limelight.
Oh, that's real. Yeah, that's real.
Right. But without saying a name, you remember my co-worker back at WPGC who had all the DJ gear.
Yes.
But was kind of not able to DJ per se. I see a lot of that too. So that kind of. You know, I don't know, man. But, I just have a preference to hear the music.
But
if I had to say, like, I would tune in and listen to the whole shit, God rest his soul, I would listen to Sam Burns.
Oh, my goodness, yes. But you know Sam to be skilled, though. See, right. I'm tuning in with tuning in to Sam Burns because I know Sam is skilled, and it doesn't matter. And that reminded me, your colleague back at WPGC, but the cat that we had to muscle out at the Enlisted Club in Naval Hospital Bethesda.
Knows. I'm saying his name. DJ Knows. What the?
Yeah, anyway. But we muscled this kid out because he couldn't DJ. And then so when we got up there and whatnot, and we got the blends, and we playing the joints or whatever, the house was packed. They was like, get this other fool out of there.
You lost your night, B.
Exactly. So that's all I'm saying. Again, I appreciate the DJ game being put back on the forefront. I definitely do. I'm just saying I'm not going to tune in to celebrities for celebrity's sake. I tune in to guys anyway on the regular, but guys that on the Hip Hop Digest probably will never know about, but their skill level is exponential.
Okay.
Kurt, you got something on that?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. I've been quiet on the whole set, but I got one thing to add.
My man.
And it's been a pet peeve of mine for many, many moons when it comes to hip hop. And this goes back to the mixtape days. And it's just going on to this social media shit. Niggas got to do a million shout outs while they're DJing. It's like, I just can't fuck with that, B. It just fucks with me that I want to hear the music, B. I really want to hear the music. I get it that Oprah just joined the live and you want to shout her out. Okay, Barack Obama or Michelle Obama just joined the live. You want to shout her out. But every fucking 5 minutes, you got to shout everybody out that joins?
Well, they got to shout the celebrities, though.
Yeah, but fuck that.
everybody can see. Everybody can see
Everybody on the live can see them niggas popping up. Let them comment on the shit. Why you got to comment? That's why I stopped buying mixtapes, nigga. Because I used to be hearing niggas shout, big shout out to my man, Big Rim down in the rim shop and shit. Man, who the fuck is this? I don't give a fuck about your man at the rim shop. I don't give a fuck about none of them niggas. Why you keep shouting these niggas out?
Oh, shit.
said Big
Hey, maybe they was getting a cut.
Said, they might have been getting rim a cut. Shop.
They might have been commercial, but fuck that shit. I want to hear D Block, nigga.
So real quick, this just in. I'm not gonna say the name, but on Instagram, somebody semi-famous posted, I told y'all everybody and they mama would be mixing live online this weekend. Told y'all. What's wrong with that?
First of all, see, and I'm a, and if I was on, I'd get back at him and be saying, yo, or nigga, or her, or whoever, you just getting in on this shit since D Live done jumped off. Cats, like I said,
You said D Live.
Whatever. You just jumping on the set because this whole shit. That's what I'm saying. I listen to Cats Live and I listen to regular mix. Been live doing this. Okay, before the corona jump off and all of that. See, that's what I'm saying about the commercial niggas. And fuck the commercial, they Johnny come lately niggas.
I just don't understand the hate for a regular DJ who ain't got no name but got good ass music.
Well,
he broke nigga.
He broke. There you
he
go.
Broke ass nigga.
Yeah.
So they want to see shit. Celebrity. They want to see Paris Hilton's and all that shit twisting buttons and shit, huh?
Yep.
Fuck that.
And that's another thing about the culture and shit that's fucked up. You're calling motherfuckers broke and shit. Like, nigga, do you realize them broke niggas is the reason why you pay? They're the reason, they're the niggas going to your shows. They're the ones buying your shit. Them broke niggas is the reason why you're paid.
Well, B, look, I'm gonna remind you of something that Run said a long time ago. I'm driving a caddy and you fixing a Ford. I mean, Run, you know, that's, come on, B.
Money's always been a part of hip hop, though, before even Run, so.
I mean, it always has been, but I'm just saying to make it a point of just trying to call niggas broke. Like, nigga, where'd you get your money from? It's not like you self-made.
Oh, you got it from the fans.
And what's your wallet looking like calling somebody broke?
Well, they just joining in on the fun.
Wow.
So, all right, let's keep it moving. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your boy Lil Uzi Vert tells his fans to stop saying fuck Ebro over some comments back in 2016. Basically, Ebro, live up the station about 3-4 years ago, said that Lil Uzi Vert would be a struggling artist by the age of 27, 28. Of course, everybody knows your boy Uzi Vert, the number one album in the land. Didn't he put out another album? I don't keep up on young niggas, you know, what they selling. But right now, Uzi Vert, who's never been more popular, number one records on the land. And basically, he said, you know, stop saying fuck Ebro, because he old and he don't know no better.
Damn, so it's still a slap.
Yeah, backhanded slap. You know what I mean?
He like this nigga walking around with a walker and shit.
Yeah, well, he put
he don't know no better.
He put a velvet glove on it and he slapped him, but
that
it's Ebro's fault.
The tennis balls on the bottom of his shit.
It's Ebro's fault. And I'm going to tell you why it's Ebro's fault. It's Ebro's fault because Ebro does not want to take the time and often confuses critical nice MCs with celebrity niggas. He do that all the time up at the station. Oh, y'all niggas ain't ready. Y'all niggas don't want to work. You know how Ebro get down. But then he's not differentiating if this nigga's really nice. Do we got bars or is he just popular? You know, I would have never made, I don't like Vert. He can't rhyme. Now, I would have said on my show if Vert whack on the mic, yo, he can't rhyme. But I would have never made the prediction that Vert is not going to be the number one artist or can't sell with this weirdo shit going on out here, nigga. Shit. Yeah, he could blow at any time. You know? Now, I would have been right on mic skills, but I'd have left his celebrity alone at any time. Any of these weirdo niggas, yo, can blow. And it's Ebro's fault. And that's what's wrong with when you get up to stations. And I don't give a fuck if it's up at Ebro station or them niggas down the block. You know what I'm saying? Or them niggas on satellite. You know, you niggas need to start putting niggas on notice. Yeah, I understand you're a big time celebrity, Holmes, but real talk, you really not that nice on the mic and shit. You know what I mean? But you're celebrity shit, crazy.
You know that. You know they can't do that, huh? They can't do that.
You gotta let them do it like Waka. You gotta let them
do it.
They
won't have a job, B. They will not have a job. They do some shit like that.
I'm paid. I got to be great.
But that's the problem. And, you know, and of course, Ebro tried to save face later, talking about, well, he welcome other artists to prove him wrong and all this other shit. Nigga, that's easy, yo. These young bulls, their time, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what the fuck is coming down the pike, Holmes. As a guy who's older, I can't tell you who's going to be the next young boy to blow. Matter of fact, conversely, I don't give a fuck. Now, I might listen to the young bull, and it's going to be simply this. Can he rhyme? Or is he doing some trap singing shit? Okay, fine.
He's not trap singing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know, that shit. And then he could blow heavy. And then congratulations to the young man. You know what I mean? Or young woman. But them motherfuckers ain't nice. I guarantee you them motherfuckers ain't really like that. Shit, a couple weeks ago, shit, KRS-One, speaking of Kid Capri, got out there and showed his ass. And went in heavy for 20 fucking minutes on niggas.
Yep.
Okay? See, this is the type of shit when you want to bring it down to hip-hop, and you bring KRS-One in, and then you bring your young trap singer in, and you, okay, niggas, go in. No light show, no management teams. Man, that young boy and shit, he gonna look like that nigga up there up at Sway in the Morning and shit. He couldn't even rhyme and shit. Mm. Got up there and froze and shit.
He ain't about that life though. Yeah. That's not what they are.
So I'm saying
it's not necessary.
So
them.
When it comes to cats like Ebro and every last one of them motherfuckers live on the dials, and I don't give a fuck, them niggas out West Coast too. You know what I mean? Up there and shit, hugging and humming on these celebrities and shit, regular milk and cookies action and shit. Man, fuck that.
You sounded a lot like Kodak right now.
Hugging and humming.
B, I'm just saying, yo. You know what I mean? This is ridiculous, yo. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is that... I got this off DJ Booth, yo. It was kind of ridiculous in a way. He said, we're living in a post-Diddy music industry. And it goes on to say, some will say that Diddy's brand, along with his shiny suits and samples, is the thing that killed hip-hop. But what the Bad Boy founder ultimately did, and ultimately goes down to blah, 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 blah. It says that Coombs understood that capitalism is the language of America, and Coombs knew the lingo, and he spoke it better than anyone. And he also, Coombs himself, went on to say something that was totally erroneous here and shit, talking about he was getting interviewed by the New York Times in 1994 and asked what separates him from other prominent music executives, meaning Russell Simmons and Andre Harrell at the time. He said, Coombs, I live for the music and they live for the money.
What?
Yeah, Coombs said that. Mm. What's wrong with that statement, G?
There's only one thing wrong with that. That's a lie.
B, this,
that's just a straight up lie.
I mean, yeah, we are living in a post-Coombs music industry, and unfortunately, And some people would say, look, you know, y'all niggas always want this shit to be about skills. Y'all niggas always want this shit about niggas on the mic and shit, yo. Can't make money doing that. Fuck that mic shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if you put a motherfucking all pink in a motherfucking cowboy hat. If it's gonna sell, let's get his ass out there and shit. You know what I mean? I mean, but let's get back to Coombs. Let's not forget about him. Considering that he basically was the one who really started that. You know, it was the non-rapper Coombs himself who Suge Knight said, if you don't want the executive producer all in the video dancing. Yeah, exactly. You know, Coombs was in love with the money. And yes, capitalism, where other than the first two people, Craig Mack, rest in peace, and Biggie, rest in peace, who seeded the label, who jump-started the label, was there really a lot of talent on the label? G?
The Locks.
Okay. Black Rob.
Black Rob.
G-Dep. G-Dep. But those guys didn't really sell.
Okay. Did Shine sell before he went to the well?
I don't know either. Shine, again, was similar. You know, when you first heard it, it might have pushed a lot of units, but then, you know, quickly died down. You know what I'm saying? What about all the R&B cats up there? That, you know?
They sold a lot of units, the R&B niggas.
They did? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, they're them R&B niggas. 112 and them niggas. But who else you had over there? Kima, Keisha, and Pam.
Okay. Okay.
Total.
Yeah, but again, total. I mean, but, you know, is the talent there? They sold, yes, but is the talent there?
Toto was pretty good.
Okay, I'm just asking. Because, again, I'm not making a comment on the talent. I'm asking, was the talent there? I'm just saying, what I mean by talent, it's just like, yeah, we haven't heard from Black Rob in a minute. And if he's still practicing, I would feel pretty good putting Black Rob on a record. Because I think the talent is there. I mean, cats will say, oh, he busted, he broke, I can't do it. You know, but I don't know. I mean, am I going to take a chance on a young guy? If he nice, yes. But, I mean, again, we're talking about people who ex-Bad Boy cats, the talent, it, you know, is, that's all I'm asking. Can guys who were stars on that label be effective today if given a good chance? See, that's what I'm saying.
Right now, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I like Carl Thomas, but I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about.
He was like basically a one-hit wonder too, though.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about. See, and that's what I'm saying. Let's get down to the talent. Can guys, you know, who... And I guess maybe when I look at that, I look at multi-generational talent guys. Guys, let's say, who might have had a hit in 75. And maybe they're still singing that hit, but still are talented. You could put them on a record. I mean, I'm just going to give you an example. Now, he wasn't on the record prominently, but he was on the record on that Anderson .Paak. When he threw Smokey Robinson on the record. He wasn't on the record prominently, but he was on the record. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a talent there that if you got musical people and giving folks a musical shot, they can still do good records.
Shit, I'm going to just say Smokey Robinson was a great writer.
Yeah, he was. He was. I was going to say your boy from the Gap Band still making money.
He's another one.
Yeah.
Yes, he's another one. He's another one who had hits in the late 70s all through the 80s as the Gap Band. But then as the 90s came in and Death Row, and they were doing a lot of, he was doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
So, again, Combs. Yeah, we're living in a post-music industry Combs, but Combs loved that money first.
For sure. Hamptons.
Right, he did. That nigga tripping.
So damn.
That nigga must have lost himself for a second.
Yeah, no doubt. So anyway, this is a personal rest in peace. I want to say rest in peace to Rodney Washington.
No doubt.
Somebody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Daddy, make it, yo.
Somebody posted the pic of me, Wash, David Kirkland, and Tim Brown leaning up against a famous Cadillac and shit that his dad gave him back in the days and shit. I had my JVC box on top of that joint too, yo. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, he was our age, you know what I mean? He passed away, unfortunately. So this is a personal joint. Nobody knew him, but, you know, except for the people on the chain and shit. And
rest of peace,
you know what I'm saying? Of course, well, no doubt, you know what I'm saying? YC shout, you know what I mean? But, you know, rest in peace to Rodney Wise, yo. You know what I'm saying? Right here, yeah. Baby.
Take a sip to that one.
Indeed, cheers. Yo. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and this is, I'm going to get through this real quick. This is really not news. live on, I guess, Instagram during another DJ set. I failed to get the DJ's name, but that's not important. Drake and Funk Flex is taking shots at each other.
You just a broke nigga?
He wasn't a broke nigga, but it's really about your boy Blackface and Funk Flex. Again, still sniping, still taking shots.
They still going at each other?
Yeah, you know, and basically, you know, Drake called Funk Flex a pussy, and then Funk Flex said, you know, you up there acting tough and shit, nigga. You ain't tough, nigga. And then a couple of other words back and forth for shit. It's just ridiculous. Number one, why would Drake even do it? Why does he do it?
He want to be seen as a tough guy.
But he's not.
Well, you can't tell his fans that.
And if it was another guy, see, it's Flex. But if it was another guy, haven't we learned anything? But it's Flex, and that's why he did it, because Flex is an easy target, and he could be seen, especially to his fans, as a tough guy. But if it's somebody else, Drake's keeping his mouth shut.
He really called a nigga a vagina, my nigga?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, he did. Why would he do it? This is ridiculous.
It's gotten to that point?
B, come on, B.
Didn't Combs slap Drake?
Yeah, he did.
End of story.
He got at that nigga because he said he took his song.
End of story.
Yeah, he did. Combs. Right. Combs. So, open-handedly.
No, it's Slum Village.
Yeah. Yeah, open-handedly. You know what I mean?
Players.
Drake said he's been working out. So
goddamn Drake is a tough guy. B, get out of here. His fucking music is the absolute untoughest shit out there, okay?
Gee, what did you say about that nigga?
I say he done beefed up now. That nigga done been working out, son. Drake shit. Looking like he on some tough guy shit, son.
He grew
up. Look
beard.
Like he's ready to start smacking niggas, B.
Oh my God. Oh my God, nigga. I'm just saying, yo. Hey, word is born, Funk Flex, yo. You have no credibility either, nigga. You helped lay the foundation for this nigga anyway and shit. And you should come on the show and we could talk about it. You used to come to New York and you playing all that bullshit, you know what I mean? But that's another story, you know what I mean? But, you know, as far as Blackface go, you know, just get in the bed of money, yo, and just relax yourself, you know what I mean? Fall back on your money and gold sinks and shit, nigga. You know, congratulations,
like,
nigga.
Like, what's his name? Scrooge McDuck and shit.
Yeah, exactly, and shit.
Swimming in money.
Drake, swimming in money and shit. You know what I mean? Shit, you know what I mean? Relax on that, baby. There's no need for this. You know, we all know you famous.
Calling and shit. You ain't got to work. Ignore that,
from
nigga.
Afar, though, B, you not running up in the studio. Is we finished or is we done, nigga? You're not doing none of that, so just let it be.
Yeah, I got to respect Birdman on that one. None of them niggas approached him. None of them said shit. They didn't go up with him and do nothing. They just said, oh, wait, fuck it.
Yeah, but go. You know what they
seats.
Yeah, but you know what they say about an immovable object and shit. Sometimes you just run up on the wrong one, and Birdman ran up at Bumpy Knuckles one time and had to pay up and shit.
Yeah,
so
well, that's a whole different story there.
Right, no doubt, no doubt.
Whole different Bumpy story. Knuckles, nigga.
Huh?
Talking about Bumpy Knuckles, nigga.
Hey, no doubt. But I'm just saying, but you're right. I know what you're saying. I don't want to get off track and shit. I just, you know, why would Drake just stop, B? I'm asking you. I'm acknowledging your money. I'm acknowledging your fame and shit and the soft bed made of millions and shit. Yeah, I'd be in the bed. Get in the bed, nigga. Milk of cookies, nigga. Relax and shit. You know what I mean? So.
No need for all this shit.
No,
here.
Sir. No need for that and shit. You know what I mean? So. Anyway, let's get right down to it. Kurt G's world famous albums of the whole ball, nigga. What happened?
So our one of our number one listeners, fans, whatever he says he is to us, Peter Oasis, today, recording day, is his birthday.
Oh, shit.
And he had me get on one of those Zoom meetings with a bunch of his other friends and shit. That was the coolest shit that I've done in a minute, yo.
Okay.
That shit is crazy.
Wow.
I've been seeing about these Zoom shits, but that shit's pretty cool. And I like it. But Shout out. Happy birthday, brother.
Happy birthday, Peter Oasis. Thank you for your support, my good man. And drink it up. Yes, throw sir. It up.
You're with me.
Exactly.
So, again, before we get out again, what are y'all doing? How y'all feeling through this? This is some crazy shit. Usually I'm the one in the room by myself talking to y'all, but how do y'all feel? I mean, what's no, I'm not talking on conspiracy shit. I'm just talking about personal shit. How you feeling about this this whole shutdown of the world?
Well, let me get mine out of the way over with, because being working in ER and on the front lines, I do not want to go to work. As far as the world being shut down, I mean, I work nights, so it's really not that big of a deal to me. I'm asleep during the day anyway, as far as my life as it goes, you know what I'm saying? The Lord has given me great comfort, and that I understand that whatever happens, he already knew about it, and he's going to take care of everything for me, whether if it's serious and I don't make it, or I somehow, you know, we live through this. So I'm going to say that 1,000, but in my feelings as I am now, being on the front lines, nigga, I don't like it. I don't like it one goddamn bit. And
what's it looking like in the room when you get up in there?
So there's a lot of healthcare providers talking about they don't have enough protective equipment and going on. And I would say that the institution where I work, they're providing the basics. Okay. Which means, yes, I got N95 mask, you know, I got face shield, you know, I got shoe coverings, I got a gown that I put on over my regular scrubs. That's the basic. You know, we don't have that full out China, full zip up respirator jump off. That's what you really need. You know what I mean? We don't have that.
You're talking about that nuclear war shit.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but that's how China and them other niggas got that, though. We don't got that. So, but we got the basic equipment to go in to do what we got to do. You know what I mean? Try to go in, do exactly what I'm doing. I ain't doing a bunch of motherfucking talking and shit. We slapping masks on patients and shit and doing our shit and getting the hell out of there as best we can. You know what I mean? I haven't been out, you know, and even when I do go out, you know what I'm saying? I've been rocking a mask, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying, B? That's all I could say from my standpoint. How it is to deal with it? Man, I'm in prayer every day, kid.
What about you, Kurt? I know you getting it, too.
Well, B, I'm at a loss on an everyday basis. Because this shit is like an oxymoron to me. The shit that I see on a daily basis. To me, they talk about all this social distancing and talk about all this other bullshit that they say you're supposed to do. But like I said, I'm a vendor, so I'm in the grocery stores and shit all day, different grocery stores putting up product. So when I walk in the grocery store, it looks like fucking regular Sunday fucking afternoon, regular day in that bitch. Everybody's all up in that motherfucker, crowded up on top of each other. I'm like, where the fuck is the social distancing in a fucking grocery store? Everywhere else, niggas is scared to be around each other, but in this motherfucker, they all over each other. So I don't know.
So word is born. On that note, I will say the other day I did go to Home Depot, and them niggas had a line because they was doing social distancing at Home Depot. Three people walk out, three people walk in. They was counting, and they had counters on entrances and exits, and the store was not crowded. Now, don't get me wrong, the line was moving. I mean, it wasn't a long line, but they was counting cats, at least at Home Depot and shit. You know what I mean? So I don't know how across the country, but I know Mo County, they was getting in when somebody came out.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all how I look at it is I'm looking at humanity. It's good and it's bad. I'll say the good first. I'll say the bad first. The bad first is that I work at a position where I'm a contractor for a LA Metro, right? And part of building this purple line out to the West LA, to the VA Medical Center and shit. So, you know, that's a multi-million dollar fucking situation. They're not shutting that shit down. We are essential.
Okay.
But the thing about it is, the bad part is, it's like, they really don't give a fuck. With all this shit going on, I'm noticing not just my job, not just my company or whatever, but a lot of company people that I'm talking to just don't give a fuck. Get your ass to work. You're essential. Be around here. Do what the fuck you gotta do. Or you could just stay the fuck home and use up all your leave and then don't get paid when your leave ends. That shit to me is like foul, yo. If it were just a bad cold going around, yeah, whatever. But we talking pandemic, worldwide, death, real shit. And motherfuckers worried about somebody going to work and writing down what the fuck they do when they work home. That shit's crazy to me. But outside of that, the good part is I see when I have been in a grocery store or when I have been out and about somewhere, keeping my social distance, of course, but people, regular people, not corporations and shit like that, but regular ass people are friendly. I went to Family Dollar, cause that's where I go to get all my like little shit, you know, house cleaning shit, all that shit. I heard these black ladies on the other aisle, on the other side of me, man, they was laughing and having a good ass time and talking, you know, about this shit. It's just a beautiful thing to see that regular people are putting aside whatever the fuck that we had going on a couple months ago and being okay with each other. Still keeping, again, like I said, that social distancing thing or the physical distance thing. But I love the fact that I see people being nice to each other. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's real. Well, I would say that true in the line at Home Depot. And it was a pretty long line, but it was moving. And cats were keeping their distance. There wasn't a lot of frogging and not a lot of bullshit going on. Not like motherfuckers that are fighting over toilet paper and shit. Dumb shit, but, right. You know, I get that. That's real.
Toilet paper is the cure, my nigga.
I guess. I don't know where that shit come from. Anyway, before we get out, if you have anything, Doran, what have you been listening to? Or you just been listening to a lot of music? Or is there anything in particular that you've been listening to, Swerve, during this situation?
I thought about that shit today. I honestly have not really fucking listened to music unless I was playing shit right here. Mm. I've been listening to a lot of meditative shit.
Right, okay.
Just trying to keep my mind right because, you know, it can be a little depressing. It can be a little bogging down. So I mean, I don't talk about this a whole lot on here, whatever, but I do a lot of meditation. I do a lot of that shit. So I just been listening to that kind of shit, yo. Keep my mind right. Keep my mind in a good place versus these, and I'm going to say it, the low vibrations that some of this shit has been causing. Fear is a low vibration, yo, and I don't fear much of anything, you know what I'm saying? So just trying to keep my mind in the right place for who I am. Okay. Music's going to be there, and I'm going to get back at it, but right now I'm just keeping my mind right.
What about you, G? Anything in particular?
Nah, brother, like I said, these fucking just working and going back and forth. To work, okay. Pretty much. I'm out the zone. I mean, this is when I'm good because I'm off on the weekend, so I'm basically gonna get into something this weekend. But right now, niggas has been tripping.
Okay, that's real. I have been listening to I've been in a funny mood. I've been listening to re-edits of classic R&B records. Whether they're done by Danny Cravitt or the folks, good folks over at Razor and Tape. Just everybody. I just been listening to a gang of re-edits of classic R&B or jazz or whatever it is. Just to listen to people, how they reinterpreted the music and just a lot of re-edits. So that's what I've been listening to. Actually, I may package coming your way.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's a hot name right there, Razor and Tape.
Yeah.
That's the way niggas used to edit back in the day.
No doubt, right? So, all right, now I believe we're ready for Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right, this week we got Planet Asia and 38 Special Trust the Chain. Mm.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Planet Asia and 38 Special Trust the Chain. And then we got Shabam Sadiq, Precious Stone. That's Shabam Sadiq, Precious Stones. Yes. And the instrumental joint is Kazumi Kaneda, Morpheme Tone. That's Kazumi Kaneda, Morpheme Tone.
right, that's what's up. I can't believe when I listen to the show, I'm going to be listening. I can't believe I said the Library of Chronic.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did, sir. You said that shit like it was really supposed to be called that.
Wow, that's what's up. Again, once again, we get a happy birthday shout out to our man, Peter Oasis. Shout to you, the good show. Sir. And no doubt. So next week, I guess we'll still be in quarantine. So we'll do it again.
Unless your president says that's enough.
That's enough. Get y'all asses back to work, nigga.
Yo, fuck that nigga. That's a long story off air, yo. Peace, God. Ooh. I'm out.
Fuck that nigga.
And he went out.
And he meant that shit, too, B. Fuck that nigga. One.
I stash it, usually in the mattress. Used to a looting casket, be damned if I hit the canvas. The plan was to take advantage, but managed to take for granted. Damage I couldn't bandage, abandon what I was branding. The ammo to shoot the shot, two hands to handle the cannon. Famished to get a load of me, notably on the lower key. Own it until they over me, flow as deep as the poetry. Hopefully, wake up to smell of Folgers and the potpourri. Arise to the occasion, holding roses in the rosary. I know defeat, but know the sweetest thing is feeling victory. Life can be a bitch, and she's a trip and need a chivalry. It's killing me, living free to make the most at least. Pay the price and say goodnight, it's looking like it's no relief. Cause ain't no sleep when you're a dream chaser. I take a look at God's grace and know I seen favor. Amen.
A hard time if your motion is still. Let me move some things around because the lyrics is ill. Abstract, you know my sticky G in here. Niggas get on and swear it's they fucking year.
This the American dream. Seconds from a friend, have to get and clap what it means. Means something in my color scheme, evil. Breathe, that's what they want us to believe. To all niggas is thieves, not working. To be the greatest, this simple life let you be. Oh, we take it in blood, check out police flow. We learn that through NWA, whoa. They showed us how this crooked shit go. Cause you can't let them hold you down. We hold you up. Let the stain for the crown we hold lift you up. Bet this rose from the concrete rise. Through highs and lows, struggle through the throes of souls who couldn't grow. Cause these niggas never grow up. You see me throw a towel in, you better get a close up. Destined for a poster and post Trump. Millionaire screaming off the bolts. What? Can't tell me nothing when that bread boasts up. To flip a crumb thumb, pressing for the wonder. Blind to the blunder. No mistakes for a king on this tundra. Chilling on these curtains, what's the outcome? Cleaning my artillery like Malcolm. Whatever so ever, my legacy is solidified forever. Chicago on my mind, we hold you down as ever. Anybody trying to hold us down and slow you up? The moral of this first, niggas keep your head up, come on.
A hard time if your motion is still. Let me move some things around because the lyrics is ill. Abstract, you know my sticky D in here. Niggas get on and swear, it's they fucking year. A hard time if your motion is still. Let me move some things around because the lyrics is ill. Abstract, you know my sticky D in here. Niggas get on and swear, it's they fucking year.
we be the kings of our throne.
Benny, I'm not that clever.
What I'm trying to say is I'm 100%. We be the kings of our throne.
Benny, I'm not that clever.
What I'm trying to say is I'm 100%.
Yo, there ain't no magic here. Rhymes hang above your head like a chandelier. Usually serve them cold like a can of beer. First they were bold, then they ran in fear. I ain't gassed up, but just for safety, don't hold no candles near. I wear a chain made of snake carcass. Decorate my crown with chunks and pieces of the faint-hearted. I line these words and let them march at you like brave-hearted. Rappers throw on wallpaper, all I see is painted targets. Straight liquor, no vino. They don't wanna fuck with this, but as the French would say, man, that's just libido. One free flow, better than your whole career. Murdered it, but this be manslaughter, so they give us years. Acting like queens, the heads on the currency gone. Ain't fucking with me currently, funny, but don't worry me none. Skill of the tongue, keep it tight like the skin of a drum. In years to come, to tell our story like Attila the Hun.
The kings of our throne, the sum of our talent, it's audible gold. The crown has been handed, a pot on the roll. Plotted the banquet, it should have been told. We're more than established, eliminating sellout rappers of their whackness. Left up on the shelves, embarrassing themselves. I'd rather play them Biggie, Big Pun or Big L. With precision, we envision what the mission entails. Still driven by your inner vision, miracles prevail. Through the mysticism in the lyricism itself. Plus we flip sales like with digital scales. So put your L's up if you know your health is your wealth. Propel compelling evidence that we ain't settling for nothing else. The lead role in this film, we developed it well. 100% do my stunts as well. Sum my soul through hell to compose the spell that got you all enchanted, cause it's so surreal.
We be the kings of our throne.
Benny, I'm not that clever.
What I'm trying to say is I'm 100%. We be the kings of our throne.
Benny, I'm not that clever.
What I'm trying to say is I'm 100%.
Yeah, I had them like, yeah, what he said. Trying to hit the reset. Behind two or three steps in the plot. See the higher ground, trying to reach it. Climb a ladder out, deep end to see sense. Strengthen up your defense. Revelation takes time to sink in. Dedication takes time to imprint to your instinct. Think, trying to maintain the discipline. Holding my position, now I'm listening again. 100%, not a bit less. Heavyweight on the king's head, that's payback with interest. Invest in what's really working and what's worth it for you. Now there's no time for feeling nervous. Walk across light beams like an acrobat. Landed back in the habitat. He's about the life since they were crowning like kings on their born day. Preem got the best canvas, we laced the portrait.
Wanna reach the level, pay the right cost. I'm like the Jackson 5, you never see me leave this mic off. Infamous on tracks like the Great Train Robbery. You talk about facts and it's sounding like comedy. Hung up for my calling like a telesale company. For this conversion, I need to change like currency. Made my own destiny, they can't stand us. They're getting thumbs down like slipping out of handcuffs. You the type to lose it all, trying to double up. People follow cash like police do a money truck. Organized like the cartels, stay afloat and set south. Beats by the hour, just like an old church bell. Stand where the rest fell, you should have hung on like a goat rail. Now I'm sure I'm on like a beach well. It'd be hard for you to match this. Wanna be leave, to spell my last name backwards. Tell him bring, tell him bring.
We be the kings of our throne.
Benny, I'm not that clever.
What I'm trying to say is I'm 100%. We be the kings of our throne.
Benny, I'm not that clever.
What I'm trying to say is I'm 100%.
Supposed to be poems, I got poetry in my bones. I come from broken homes, the era of rotary phones. Put on some 80s R&B with my chick, she's new. She told me that's the same music that my dad would listen to. I don't know if I should be laughing or stressing. My girl was born the same year Daddy Kane dropped half-stepping. We fight every day, there gotta be a better way. I like guns and boxing and pecking poor to get away. She says she hates boxing compared to MMA. She never heard of NWA, she only knows M and Dre. She said I'm primitive, politics today are more progressive. She gets mad when I tell her that men shouldn't wear dresses. While I'm cherishing my collection of every vinyl LP, she's in the mirror with duck lips trying to take a selfie. I'm raised on X-Clan, brand new being in Chuck D. She was raised on Imagine Dragons and Arctic Monkey. I'm not trying to dance to trap music or dubstep. I'm the old man in the club with a headache upset. She said your outdated slangs are gonna make me go crazy. I'm like, girl, I'm out of here. Peace, Ghost, Swayze.
I'm trying to show you all this golden. It might be over, but it ain't broke.
I laid down for a nap first, and then I took the stage. My back hurt, my skin looked like suede. Used to get play in an earlier day, but that was way before my soul patch turned gray. Wanna live forever like Wu-Tang and keep coming back like a boomerang. I need something to reduce the pain, repair my shoe game, and maybe even learn to use the new slang. I'm trying to age like a bottle of grapes, the vintage, no expiration date, just a rhymesayer stamp on the bottom of the case. Rinse your mouth with it, swallow the taste. And I'm awfully rare, that's why they stop and stare. And when I'm gone, pop a shot in the air. But as long as you got me on my rocking chair, I'm still dropping science and these thoughts I share.
I'm trying to show you all this golden. It might be your, but it ain't broken.
Lemonade was a popular drink, and it still is. And it still is.
Say what?
Lemonade was a popular drink, and it still is. And it still is.
They say I'm old-fashioned, I say I'm grown and knowledgeable. I'm hip-hop till I'm dead or rotten in the hospital. Rocking the gospel like the son of God's apostles. Even if they treat us like dinosaurs or forgotten fossils. Some say I'm a troll and a grumpy old a-hole, cause I prefer Kumo D and Melly Mel over J. Cole. H ain't a white rapping death sentence. When I'm 60, I'll have shaved eyebrows, wearing 80s African pendants, spazzing out like epileptics in the mirror, doing the kid and play kickstep to Salt and Pepper records, calling groupie skeezers, never romantic, wearing a gold rope chain, holding my old man dick. So don't discredit or disrespect the age. I'll be the best of every decade till I'm dead in the grave. And Reagan was depressed, but I voted for Shirley Chisholm. Did you understand that lyric? You too young, of course you didn't. Come on.
To toughen up each life like one hell of a ride, buckle up, keep on trucking. We Einsteins are fucking up these. Heard the brakes, you shake it off or suck it up. Or sabotage, do self destruct. We camouflage, we're healthy blunts. I'm finding comfort in my personal space of pain. I'm just a sculpture getting shaped by mistakes I've made. Got performative friends, weasels need to weed out my life. I'm praying to the voice of Morgan Freeman at night. Just when I thought I'm peeking, seeing the light. Off the strength of few kegels, she gon' squeeze out a tyke. And that's my baby boy. I'm making bricks out the clay and soil to pave my way to my greatest joy.
Sacred sin.
Feeling even worse, babe. Every single person on earth earns me a lot of mercy. The skin affliction of my pigments now extended to my upper arm. I have no idea what I want. And normally if chicks approach with a come on, I might nod. But now they like come on, I'm like nah. Word. I'm on the age before the gods conspired. The era when I was not tired. Blood clot fire. Feel like I'm being burned on a pyre. Feel like I'm being turned to a bird on a wire. It's way too much to swallow when a part of me like follow me to wallow in the mire. I'm like yes, I. and regularly on edge. Here's another shot at trying to be on S. Vital part of making omelets is break eggs. Despite all of it, I still remember that job bless. Yes, yes, yes.
Life while I'm in the dark all day. Let my fam run when they come by to pray. Be by the grace of if I find my way. So the bite must die, then I die my way. Tell the world scream, get up.
The lay up and wakes, the wounds need stitch ups. The body aches, the way to break the dawn. The song seems way be strong. The arms give shake, hold on. The goal seems far prolonged. See the call of the dreams beyond. Sleep the same old. You can't lose when your track record's 0-0. You can't win when you're trying to chase so-and-so. But the storm must stay. When it gets worn and the skies go gray, I bite sharp tongue while I spark my jig. Wanna biddy bum bum biddy ba ba ba, bum biddy bum bum biddy ba ba, bum biddy bum bum.
Beep, beep, beep to the beat. And you don't stop. You keep on to the show. I got one is my job that I do, rapping on the mic just for you. And when I finish rapping on the mic, then I grab my coat and I say goodnight. I get in my car and I drive real far to 59th Street to a little bar. People look surprised when I arrive and I be dressed to a tee. I have checked with credit card G money or wearing something new. You can hear me now, you can hear me later. I just want to be your lifesaver. Just want you to know how the street game go. So ease your mind and take it slow. This is no joke, so don't be shy. There is no need to even cry. Just be aware of what I say. It might pay off to you someday. I won't tell you no lie, but try to be fly. The truth will set you free. Freeze. I have my own, not even stone. I'm just little old Sandy D. Wow.
Rock, rock, the baby, the rock, rock.